Maaseh Sheni first, the Orla, the Klein Magret, Maltashus we had, and Bikurim. In terms of actually learning the halachas. So we'll learn a little bit about the chiyuv of giving challah. So that's what this sugya is, and then we see how it relates to the Hilchas Brachis. So we start at the bottom of Lamed Zayinim Adveis. Again, later on, we'll come back to the sugya that Kenny mentioned last week of how the sugya relates to the din of Shabbos, of Afil Yachar Vishal. But let's wait till we come across it in the sugya itself. So now, Truknin. Yeah. Truknin. Truknin Chayovin Vachala. Vichi Asa Rabin Rav Yechanan Truknin Patur Min Achala. The Gemara says, my Truknin. Omer Abaya Kubidara. The Rashi explains that Kubidara is that what that they dug a hole in the Kira, in the floor of the Kira. Right? That's Rashi's Lashon. Also, Mokim Chalal Bekira. V'noisin B'seicha Mayim V'kemach. Kimoisha Oisin Be'ilfis. Right? Normal is to put flour and water together in some kind of pot. Some kind of pan, right? Certainly, if one is baking a cake with a liquid batter, so obviously needs some kind of pan, some kind of pot. One's baking with a solid batter, like a pizza or like a cookie dough, like a challah. So then, one doesn't necessarily need a keli. It says, Naisen kemach umayim bechli, uboichashin, and one stirs it together. Sorry, that's the next Rashi. Aisen mokim chalal bekira, v'naisen besechay mayim bekemach. Moisha aisen ve'ilfas, like one puts into a pot. So, lacharva, we're talking about a liquid batter. Right? But instead of putting it in a pot and putting it in the oven, so there is a hole in the oven. There's a hollowness in the oven itself, a built-in pot in the oven. Right? So you don't really have, the closest we come to that is the basket that you put into a deep fryer. But it's, so you have to picture that a Kira Akira, as far as we understand, Bismana Gemara, was mostly an oven that one cooked on top. It was mostly that one had the fire was underneath. Right? Have you seen pictures of Akira in the various Gemaras? It's mostly it looked like our oven, but one didn't cook inside the oven. One just had fire inside the oven. In the Steintels, they have a picture. I don't know if this will work.
Thank you. Yeah,
didn't
pull on the images.
The first one
there. Not here. This is... No. How come I lost it?
Is that the one that we...
Here you go. Oh, here it is. This is not a kufa. This is not a kufa. This would be more of the, this would be more of a kira. But it had this would be more of a kira, and this in fact is probably exactly what we're looking for. Instead of putting the pots on top, there was a hollowness inside the top of the kira. So this is probably exactly what we're looking at.
Instead of putting it on top, you said
that. Instead of putting a pot on top, like a normal kira would be something more like this, and they would, but with some kind of surface near the top. Also, this is more of a kupach than a kira.
Make any difference, like
the heat in the rack? Like, say it again. The point of this also, the heat,
someone in the rack, also.
This is something like, see over here, the fire would go, would be put underneath over here, and the pot would be put on top over here.
That's a classic
one. So this is more of a kira.
And the one in the Gemara is not that?
So what we're looking at right now, this particular Gemara, Trukhnan, according to Abaye, the Kuba de Ara means something that would be a regular whatever flatter top over here, and it would, and you'd put the and you would put the pots on top. So this, what we're talking about is where the there was a hollowness created in the top. So instead of putting a pot there, one actually put the ingredients there. So it's cooking the ingredients in the hollowness of the oven. That, which is not a normal thing to do. The normal thing was that there was a flat enough top that one could put a pot on top of it. I think I closed it.
Yeah.
I can't reach, got it. Okay, so truknin chayav mechala v'chiyos rabbi nami yechad truknin patur menachala. My truknin rabbi kuba da'ara, where the ingredients were put inside a structure that was part of the oven. So that's not a normal way to bake. And the Gemara says Omer Abaye Teresa. Patura minachala, my Teresa. All right, Truknin was a machlekes, but Teresa, my Teresa, ika da amre govil merutach, veika da amre na mida andika, veika da amre lechem osi lekutach. So Abaye said this din of Teresa. The Gemara says three possibilities. Rashi explains that Gavul Merutach means that when had a nice and kemach omayim bekeli, that when took a flour and water, when had a viscous dough, a liquid dough, and then when poured the liquid dough onto a hot surface. Something along the lines of what a pancake would be. So we don't really have these. Most people don't have hot surfaces in their homes. Every so often you'll see an oven that has a flat, hot grill or something. And the professional, you see it at the back of restaurants.
In the kitchen here.
Was that?
In the kitchen here, they had it.
The kitchen here?
In the cafeteria.
Yeah, sure. In a professional kitchen, they would have it. And they would cook on top of that surface. So the Gemara so Bayis said that Govel Merutach or Nahama Dahandika is already a solid dough, but it's a solid dough being baked on a spit. And one continuously bastes it with either eggs or with oil. Okay, so what are we missing? So troiknin is that it's a liquid dough and the pot is a strange pot. That's a pot which is part of the oven. Teresa is either gevil merutach, that it is baked in a strange way it's a liquid dough baked without a pot, straight on the fire. No, but the handika is the basted solid dough. All right, so the dough is also baked in a strange way. It's not baked in a cake pot, a cake dish, and it's not baked like a chalazik. It's baked on as the way you would grill a rotisserie chicken. Ve'ika da'amri lechem o'osi lukutach, and some say that the way Rashi learns Pshat, that it's a sun-baked dough. All right? Tani Rav Chiya. So what is the tzad ha-shoveh of all of these halachas, of all of these situations, of all of these doughs? Was that? It's lav orche. It's not the normal way of baking. Right? The normal way of baking is liquid dough gets into a cake dish, put in the oven, or a solid dough gets put in the oven. So all of these are strange in the way that the fire, the Yochanan was saying before, and the way that the fire interacts with the dough. So the Gemara says, "Vatanya, Tani Reb Chiya, lechem os lekutach poter min achala, vatanya chayev b'chala." So what Abaye is saying is what Ika de Amrei is saying is a dover poshut. Is we are machlokes tanoim. Hasam kidik tani taima. Rabbi Yehuda Omer maaseh mechichin olel. So the Rabbi Yehuda explained that there are two different kinds of lechem osi lekutach. Lechem osi lekutach means a bread that was baked for another kind of a dish. Kutach, the Gemara discusses in Masechta Pesachim, is like a fish dairy dish. So the bread was cooked to be an ingredient. So the Gemara, so lechem osi lekutach, Rashi says it was baked in a strange way. Baked, it was sun-baked. Gemara says that there's a machlekes about lechem osi lekutach. The Gemara says, well, because there are different kinds of lechem osi lekutach. Yehuda says, ma'asel mechichin olel. It depends on how it comes out. Ka'oven, then chayoven. Kilmudim, then it's pturin. So Rashi explains that if it's done as a fancy dough, arucho mekutefes kegluskis yofi golidaiti delechem osa. And if it comes out as an independently presentable bread, so then it'd be chayiv kilmudin. But if it comes out in a way that's clear, you don't care how it looks, so that means it's being used as an ingredient for something else. So then it is potter. Omle Abaye le Rav Yosef. Hai kuba de ara. Right now we're going back to the very first example. Hai kuba de ara my mevorchin ule. Omle mi service nahomo. What do you mean it's a question? It's not red. Guvla ba'almohu. It's just a... It's a flour and water mixture. It's a mixture of flour and water. Umavorchin uluye bari mine bezainos. So you have flour and water. It's like oatmeal. It's like cream of wheat. Mar zutre kava sudasi uluye ubarach uluye amaitzi usholish brachis. Omer Mar Baravashi va Adam Yitzvin Chayvase be Pesach. My time lechem oine kivinen be. Gemara says that so when it comes to kubad ara, this bread that was baked in a strange way. So Gemara explains to us that it's chiddush, that it could be called lechem oine. Might not be called lechem as chayiv. In other words, according to Mar Baravashi, lechem only means that matzah need not have the same din of lechem as challah and hamotzi. Lechem only kirina be. Let's be conservative. May not have the same din as. And the din of matzah may be a broader din than the din of challah when it comes to lechem. Lechem only kirina be. And guv lebialma. And Marzutra said a chiddush that if I have something which doesn't rise to the level of lechem, then if I make it the important part of the suda, then it's considered to be lechem. Where do we have that in Parshas Vayetze? Was that?
Lechem means everything.
Yeah, where was that? I'm sorry? Correct, at the very end. And they made a suda with Lavan. So Rashi says, there are two Rashi that are important about lechem. There are three. In the end of Vayishlach, no, the end of Vayetze. This will become very important for us when we discuss the brach of Amoitzi Lechem Noritz, when Lechem takes care of the whole Suda. Then there's a Rashi by the beginning of Vayera with the Malachim, and then there's a Rashi at the beginning of Vayikra about the Korbanis were called Lechem. The very end it says, in right before the end of the part, Vayizbach Yaakov Zevach Bar Vayikra Lechem Le'achol Lechem. So Rashi is Kol Domer Machol Kori Lechem K'may Oved Lechem Rav. So the word lechem can mean any meal, any food. That's why we'll discuss that. It'll become important when we discuss this, the bracha of Amoitzi Lechem and Oretz, Lagavei Asuda. And at the beginning of Ayera, the ekcha pas lechem besadu libchem. See, Rashi says, "Betera benvim uksuvim etzinu de pitos adosa de liba." That lechem is considered to be I don't know if you call it a staple or a fully satisfying. So, over here the Gemara says that Marzut was saying that if you take something which has the ingredients of lechem, but may not have all of the qualifications of lechem. But then you give it that status in the way that you're eating it. So then that raises it to the bar of lechem. That's the din of kiyasud that we'll discuss in the context of pasa babakistan, which begins over here. But let's roll back to what is our sugi about? What's the
criteria for challah?
Criteria for challah? And what nakuda is? What is the particular requirement we're looking at? Challah needs to have flour and water. It needs to have... So how do we know that? So Rashi in Mesechtas Pesachim, Tichsev b'acholchem yilechem oretz, v'hani lav lechem ninu. Torah says, in the mitzvah of lechem, v'achoyah b'acholchem, daver b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem. Right, this is after the Chet HaMeraglim, when the Rebbeinu Shem gives various mitzvahs. That we have to darshan as to why these mitzvahs. So Davril b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta leim b'voyachim al oretz ashani mevi'eschem shom v'yachochem ilechem oretz terim musrum al Hashem. And then when it's chayv to give challah, may reishis ari seisechem. So the Torah says v'yachochem ilechem. So what's considered to be lechem? So Rashi explains that that's what our sugi is discussing. That there are certain flowers and waters that are not, that don't have the din of, don't have the, and not mugdor is being lechem. So our Gemara says, so this is, how do we know that our sugya is a lechem sugya? No, from the sugi itself, two indications. How do you know from the sugi that the chisaron is that it may not be called lechem? I'm not sure if that's a strong enough raya. So one raya is because the Gemara says that legabe matzo we expand the din of lechem, right? Vayis tachoyis that for challah we have a narrower definition of lechem, and then the Gemara says mi sarvis nahomahu, which is saying, do you think this is bread? So that's legabe the bracha, right? That's legabe the bracha. So lechayra, the fact that the Gemara has this lashon mi sarvis nahomahu, that might be an indication also. That our sugya is, and l'chayra, what else do we conclude from our sugya? That the bracha of Moitzi Lechman Aretz sounds like, not clear, we'll have to still prove this, that it has to be lechem legabe l'chiv of challah in order to be g'na Moitzi Lechman Aretz. Right? So far we've learned it has to have the same ingredients as something that become chayiv in challah, and become, and you'd be kind of mitzvah of matzah, and that you would become oiver the din of chometz. So now the Gemara is saying that the mitzvah of, so we learned that sugya l'gabi, the ingredients, chamesh is mini dogan. Now we're taking the next step of that when the flour and water is mixed, when is it considered to be lechem? We already learned that chameshes mina dogon when it's a maisa kedera. So then it gets the bracha of mizonos. Right now, when does it get upgraded? You got kaisis chita. If you have chitim muvushalim, you're going to make a bracha for your dama. If you have chitim that are ground and they're mixed with water and then they are heated up, Maisi Kedera Mizainis. If they're going to be offoy and it's called lechem, we'll get a moitzi. So Gemara says, how do we define lechem? So end of the Gemara will discuss whether matzah and challah define the same way. Before we get there, the Gemara is saying, we go to the mitzvah of challah to define lechem, because it's good. So our Gemara seems to be establishing that if the bread is baked in a strange way, what are the strange ways? It's baked mamish inside, not a kli, but inside the hollowness of the oven, right? Or it's baked by the sun, or it's baked on a shpud, on a spit, on a rotisserie. Those are all strange ways of baking, and therefore they're not called lech. Good? So far so good? The Tosfos raises the kasha. Tosfos says, lechem osoi lekutach potim min achala. Right, so what's the one area where there's a machlekes? Truknin is potter. Right, so kuma da arva, there's no machlekes. Teresa, so if Teresa's gevil marutach, no machlekes. If it's nahama da handika, no machlekes. If it's lechem osi lekutach, so then the Gemara says that what? It depends on how it's going to be done in the end. So the Gemara, our Gemara concludes that even if you have you bake in the sun, which lechor is not the normal way to bake, but if one does it in order to be able to have a gluska yofa, a nice piece of bread present at the end, so then that's considered to be lechem. So what does this then show us? So, but why isn't that something that's true for Kuba D'Ara? So Ara is saying it's correct. Now the Gemara says if you cook in a strange way, but your machshava is to produce a presentable bread, so then it is called lechem. So Ari is pointing out that the sugya seems to say that kavana of the baker is going to play a role.
What was it?
It was a pot.
Doesn't kurdar also machlokas? You say that shrukin is the machlokas in the world.
The Gemara said at the end that hi kubadar my mevorchin alay. We don't have indications that there's a machlokas lagave chala.
If you say that it's shrukin, and shrukin is a machlokas with regards to challah, so if shrukin is a machlokas with regards to challah, and that's shrukin, then...
Go slow again.
Sorry.
Go slow.
If shrukin is kuba da'ara, there's an opinion...
Okay, I understand what I'm saying. Shrukin, right, if shrukin is correct. I'm sorry, right? If shrukin is kuba da'ara, then that'll be a machlokas, correct? So again... So if it's Nahama Dahandika, if it's baked on a spit, or if it's baked on the top of an open grill, so everybody holds that's not lecha. Right? If it's kubina ara, then there'll be a machlaik if it's lecha or not. And if it's baked in the sun, so then it'll depend on one's kavana. All right. So again, so how can we explain what we know so far?
In general, we say it's all these things are not done in the normal way, but baking in the sun is.
Go slow. Okay. So if it's baked on a spit. Or it's baked on a flat grill. So that's so unusual that it's not called lechem. If it's baked in a kuba da'ara, so what? How would you explain the machlokes of whether it's called lechem or not? No?
It depends what it's going to be used for afterwards.
No.
It's what ara is.
This is in the process of saying like, somewhat normal, I guess.
In what way?
because the state is similar to a tamer, because that actually goes inside? Is it similar to a tamer because that also goes inside like the hollow space?
So I would say that it's on one hand, the way it actually gets baked is normal. It's just that it's part of the oven, not a separate bowl. Luyatsuri would be a separate bowl, would be entirely normal. So this is the actual baking process is normal. It's just the pot that it's being used is abnormal. Now how about sun baked? So he's saying Aram.
Yeah, I guess it also, it's, to some extent, it's also normal to bake it in the sun. That's like, you know, like you see also like by a Shabbos, like there's like such things like
Pishul Mechama.
But at the same time, it depends like how you exactly form it. So if you form it in a way that's, you know, nice shvetz bread, so then that's going to be considered lechem, versus, you know, the process being something that you're not really, you don't really care about the bread so much.
So we still have to figure out why would the end result be a cheshbon when it comes to sun baking? Regarding the other strange forms of baking, the Gemara didn't make that distinction. So it's Zerochia. Okay? So now, the Tosfos. Lechem oisa lekutach pot menachal v'ayin kisha also kilim budim. When it's baked, Kilim Budim, Apirish Rashi, Isa Shemi Yabshin Bechama, Vikosha. The Amrina Mesech Des Chala. Kol Shet Chilose Isa Vesoy Fui Sufkinin Is Chayomin Bechala. Vachol Shet Chilose Sufkinin Vesoy Fui Isa Chayomin Bechala. Right, the Mishnah says Sufkinin is a liquid batter and Isa is a dry batter. So if one begins with a dry batter and then one boils it, so then the halacha is chayiv b'chala. If one begins with a liquid batter and becomes a dry batter, chayiv b'chala. Tchilosoy sufkinin v'soyfoy sufkinin. But if it begins with a liquid batter and you end up still with a liquid product, so then it's potter min achala. Uposak Rabbeinu Tam tetchilosan isa mivorchin alav amoitzi v'chayyavim v'chala af alpi de soifkan sufkinen umitchila hayuatzolomer in a tam de davka chayyavim v'chala the mitzvahs chala ba'oiden isa. What's the
end off only matters for the hamotzi, but not meaning isa. You always are gonna make. You're gonna make a. It's always gonna be chayev, right? Even if it ends off, you know, being made in another way. But hamotzi, it needs to be.
Because now, why should that be? So, what does Rebbeinu Tam explain?
That once it's chayev, it doesn't lose the state of chayevness.
When is the chi of chal or chal? Right. The chiyuv of chala is chal when it mixes the flour and the water together. The moment you have the dough, so the chiyuv of chala is chal. Right? And in fact, the ideal time when to be mafresh chal is when?
It's still dough.
When it's still dough, right? To be mafresh chal when it's baked is b'diyeved, the chalchila when it's dough. So the hatolas mayim be'isa, the creation of the dough is machayim chal. So Rebbeinu Tam says that the din of that that something tchilasa isav is seifei sufkinin that it's chayiv b'chala. And Tam said maybe that's a unique din to the din of chala, and doesn't apply to the gather of lechem. We're assuming right now, because of the flow of the sugya and the Rashi in Psachim, that is all that our din is all centering around what's called lechem. Chiv of chala voya b'cholchem yilechem oretz. And the bracha moitzi lechem in arutz. Okay, there's been a time that lechayra that shouldn't. That's not necessarily correct, because the chiv of chala, Rabbi Notam says, is not toli on whether it's called lechem or not. The chiv of chala is toli on whether a person has mixed flour and water together. Mishnah says that if something, so Rabbeinu Tam says it could be that when the Mishnah says that your product is chayiv and chala, whether it began as a dry dough or whether it finished up as a dry dough, so that's unique to the din of chala. It could be that that is not necessary, are not part of the definition of lechem in Kol HaTorah Kula. So when Tam says, because of that possibility, the davka chayav machala voidin isa. Voil shayu mitchila isa chayav machala. But maybe it's on chayav, in the, maybe the din of hamoitzi is entirely dependent on the end product, what you have in front of you. Right? When Tam's Mahalach, his habit, I mean, is very, very sharp. The machayev of amoitz, the machayev of the bracha is b'shas achila. The machayev of chala is b'shas gilgol isa. So when Tam said that it would make sense to say that the chiv of chala, it has to be lechem b'shas gilgol isa. But amoitz has to be lechem b'shas achila. So Rabbi Natan said, would stand to reason to say that if something began as being a dry dough, and then one fried the dough, then one boiled the dough, so it would stand to reason that it's chayiv and chala, because it was once called lechem, but it's not lechem b'shas achila. Right? Just like the previous sugya said, that if I take bread, I can sometimes change it in such a way that it loses the shem lechem. Kalutzur sapas, according to Rashi, if it's mavushal enough, lamazayim and aleph. So it can lose the shem lechem. So losing the shem lechem may not be a din legabe chala, because everybody became chayv and chala. But even sharper, the din of chala is chal via what halacha? No, how is it chal though? Which halach is mechal shem chal? The halach of neder. Chal is chal, b'toyras neder. When I put flour and water together, and I have 48 eggs worth, I have 5 pounds, then I am mechuyiv to be mafresh chal. And I'm mafresh chal, my freshest chal is a neder that I'm taking this away and going to give it to the kohen. If a person makes a mistake in afrashos chala, we do a Torah sedarim, right? Lamoshel, a person happens every so often. A person says, "I forgot where I put my chala. I don't know where it is. I took a piece off to give it to the kohen, and I don't know where it is right now. So you know where it might be? Who's that? It might be baked back in. So, I mean, so often happens. A woman pulls off a certain amount, leaves it on the counter, and then when she gets involved in beating the dough, she sees I'm missing the piece sitting over here, puts it back in. So what does a person do in that case? And the answer Shulchan Aruch says, one does a Torah Nedarim, and then takes challah again. So why? Because the din of chala is chal as a neder. That's how the afrosha works. It's a neder that this is going to go to the Kohen. So now we're pointing out that the chiyav of Amchala is chal v'shas gilgolisa, and then it becomes mechuyav, and then it becomes also teed if I don't take chal from it. So if I take this dough and I cut it into 10,000 pieces, or I crumble it, or no matter what kind of sandwich I make out of it, it doesn't matter what I do with it. It's chayv and challah. So Ibn Tam says it shouldn't matter now if I boil it, it's still chayv and challah. V'ashen ekein l'chiv bracha is b'shas achila. So what is it right now? Is it offly? Or did it lose its shame afiyah because I boiled it? So Ibn Tam says it would make a lot of sense to say that the chiyuv of challah is chal hein b'shas gilgul isa hein b'shas afiyah. Right, this is a very significant. We'll get into this mission tomorrow. Machleik Ibn Tam and Ramban. Exactly what is this? The nafkamina is huge nafkamina. It's not lamaisa in your own kitchen at home, but it's very lamaisa in the professional bakers. If a baker takes a liquid batter, 5 pounds of flour in a liquid, that's very rare at home. So they had to take challah or not. So there were many bakers who didn't take challah from liquid batter, only from solid batter. We'll see, it's a machleik in the time of Ramban. And the chor of the halach is that we should take challah. So it doesn't happen by us because in the house it's to have a suffek chi of chal has to be 2.5 pounds. So your mother's, how'd they ever bake 2.5 pounds of a liquid batter? It's always cake by cake by cake. So they never make a batter so much flour that it means suffek. But the point is that it becomes an isa when it becomes a solid batter. Sometimes it becomes a solid batter b'shas gilgola isa, when you make challah, when you make cookie dough, and sometimes it becomes a solid batter only b'shas afiyah. So asufkin. So now the Rebbeinu Tam said l'chayra when it comes to challah. So it makes sense to say that the geder lechem is chal b'shas gilgola isa. And once the chi of chal is chal, then it doesn't become ois lechem. The chi of chal was chal already. But when it comes to the bracha, why should the bracha be chal b'shas gilgul isa? Not even edible then. The chi of bracha is chal when I want to eat something. So then we should figure out right now, what is it right now? Does it have the shame pas, shame lechem or not? So when Tam said, l'chayram, lechem ma'osi l'kutach. Lechem ma'osi l'kutach might not be chayv and challah. Why? No, because what? What to be said? What was the geder of our sugya? What was the geder of the sugya? The baking process. Rebbeinu Tam, you know, says, why are we looking at the baking process? Baking process after the chiyuv of challah is chal. Rebbeinu Tam has to cash the whole sugya. Whole sugya is that kuba da'ara machloikis, is this normal bake? That gevil merbutach, not normal afiyah. Okay, that's a liquid batter, so that it gets it passed. But namba dahandika is a solid batter. You can't have a liquid batter on a spit. It's a solid batter. Right? Lechem osi lukutach. It's a solid batter baked in the sun. So Rebbeinu Tam says, meicha taste the holy Yisrael asugya. He doesn't understand. We have a Mishnah Mufareshes that chilosei isa v'seifei sofkinen. So what does it matter? The chiv of challah was challah ready. No, that's the kasha. The Mishnah Aleph Hey should upend our whole. Shouldn't be a sugya. The pasuk in the tam the tchilas anisa. Now in the tam took the next step and said tchilas anisa mevarchen alein amoytzi. v'chayavin v'chala, afalvi de'seif and sufkinen. But that's v'kosha. That's v'teiv v'rein atam's kasha. V'kosha d'arvina v'msechtas chala. Kosha t'chilase isa v'seif v'sufkinen. So mali, if it's baked in the end through boiling oil, or baked in the end through boiling water, baked in the end by putting heavy on a spit. That's the kasha. Right? Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, the im came, the tchilas and isa, the base and what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, now if I follow the Mishnah and chala aleph hay, so that any time there's a solid dough, I should make a mitzvah lechem and arvos. Because if I'm going to follow the din of challah, so I have a kasha for my sugya. But I have a mishnah for reshes that says, in other words, again, our sugya seems to create an equivalent, an equation between the chiyuv of challah and the brachas of moitzi. Correct? Otherwise, what are you doing in our sugya? Well, why are we learning brachas right now? So what's going to be kaveya hamoitzi lechem in aretz? Lechem al pi din? Lechem gwesha kosa batayra? V'yabachal pi lechem aretz? So now lechem, the Gemara says, if it is baked in a strange way, it's not called lechem. Comes from Minatam and says, that goes against Aleph Hei and Chala. Aleph Hei and Chala says, once you have a solid dough, it doesn't matter what happens afterward. That's tasteless guy. That's Vikasha. Then Taisa says, "Uposuk Rabbeinu Tam." Rabbeinu Tam followed the yesod of the sugya, threaded through aleph hay. So, if there's a chiyuv challah, if he had a solid dough, so he said, it didn't matter how it was baked. Uposuk Rabbeinu Tam, benimlis. These are probably certain kinds of noodles. What are noodles in Italian? That pasta, okay, what else that anybody knows, all right, was that
twirly?
They have a lot of types.
They have, correct. So what are some of them?
Rigatino or something.
Okay, so that might be what this is, all right. It's something called vermicelli, right? So that's probably what this is. So the tchilos and isa mevarach and aleihem. You see it over here. That's the first part of vermicelli, probably. So the tchilos and isa, all these noodles begin as solid dough, right? But all these noodles end up being eaten when they are boiled. So what's the din of what bracha do you make of noodles? So pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, the tchilas and isa, v'vorchan ha'moitzi lechem ha'aretz, v'chayav v'machala, af avi de'seif and sufkinin, because at the end you're going to boil them. U'mitchila ha'yirvot tzalei Rabbeinu Tam, the davke chayav v'nachnei Rabbeinu Tam said, no. Maybe I'm wrong. Why? Maybe when it comes to chala, the din lechem is mudar b'shas, no? But legave bracha should be mugdar. So achila. So legave a noodle. So it could be you could become chayim chala, but you could become, but not chayim amoitzi, right? So comes from it v'loy nira tohal le'el katani not only yachlan mevarach alin amoitzi gabei mincha. Afal pi di yashavim sufkinin. Shemen noches mitu gondes b'shemen. Every korban, not every korban, a minchas marcheshes, a minchas machmas. So Teisva says, began with hamoitzi, afumita achshu meim sufkinen. Shemen noches mitu gondes b'shemen. At our kasha last week, how does a minchas marcheshes, a minchas machmas? So we said that the afiyah and the tigun happen simultaneously. Briska Rav's kasha was then it should not be afia or bishul. How can you have both? How can it have both? So Aaron suggested this morning that maybe the heat of baking is active before the heat of the oil. That's what this Taisha is saying. Taisha is saying that the Korban Mincha becomes baked first, or somewhat baked first, and then becomes Metugan B'Shemen afterward. So Taisha says, if that's the case, every Korban Mincha, not every, the Minchas Marcheshes, and maybe a Minchas Mar, I'm not sure, but a Minchas Marcheshes, L'Chayra, should be Tchilasa Yisra Saif of Sufkinim. And the Gemara says clearly, not only Ochlan, you make a Moisi. So that's what led Rabbi Natam to say that the Chiyav of Chal is Keveya, that it was called Lechem Legabe Chala, so then it's Lechem Legabe the Broch as well. So, however, Rabbi Natam's understanding of the sugya still goes against the aside of our sugya. When the Tam's understanding of Aleph, Hey, and Sechtos Chala is diametrically opposed to our sugya. Correct?
Rabbi.
Hold on 1 second. And this other item, Afal Gav the Chayovin Machala Shehoyu Isan Mitchila. The lesser Teresa than Ama could be that noodles are exempt from the din of Hamoitzi because there's no Teresa Pass. They don't look like, they don't share anything in common with the piece of bread. They don't have a crust. They don't have anything fluffy, even right, there's no part of a pretzel has a possible thing we'll discuss later on. It has a crust, right? A crouton at least. It's toasted, but once it's a piece, it looks like a piece of bread. But there's no. But a noodle doesn't have any in terms of its presentation. In terms of the way the visual of a noodle, nothing like a piece of bread. So, what's Rabbi Natam saying now? It could be that when it comes to noodles, say from the perspective of Aleph Hey, it should be Chayven Chalav for sure, and should be based on our Gemara HaMoitzi, but it isn't. Our Gemara seems to say otherwise. So Tosfos says, well, maybe it's not, maybe the Brach of HaMoitzi, even if it has the din of the Chiyav of Chala, but we learned the last line that we learned before the Sugya was Rava saying that it has to have a Tzuras Apas. What was Rava referring to? Right, the chavitza that was ground into Peru Rechala, and it was then was pulled together by some kind of honey substance. So Rabbi Natam said it could be, right, again, Afogav the Chayovin Rechala, but it still has to have a Tzuras Apas, and otherwise it would be Chayiv only in Mizoynes. For Ben Yechiel, Mesupak, if these noodles are chayav machal mishum oisi sosei botzei kedei lachalka peturman achala, the lesbeish yura. Okay, one of the common questions, if you want, we can invite into this. This is probably the most frequently asked question in Hilchos Chala in Tavshin Pei Gimel Pei Dalet. And that is, if a person bakes chala, bakes, if a person bakes something, but the goal is to separate them out into items which are less than a chi of challah. So then, when it's not a challah. So, when Yechiel said that it may not be chayv and challah because noodles are made in flat sheets, but then they're made in order to cut into tiny, tiny strips. Right? So therefore, maybe it comes under the category of kedei lechalka. Why is that the most commonly asked question than pei gimel and pei dalet?
People freeze it.
Was that?
People just don't want to be chal.
No. People love it. Now the craze is davka the zinchayim and chalo.
I don't know. We mentioned this in the context of
Aruma,
right? That was one of the things that people did to get out of the.
Right. But why is it a common challah nowadays? Because in many of the challah bakes, the people who are doing the challah bake make large amounts of dough, but the intent is that they give out piece of small amounts of challah to all the women who come, who then need it and bake it at home. So the intent of the people who make the challah bake, they have to keep at least 5 pounds that they're not going to be machalik. Right, is that called being machalik? What Yosef was saying before, that's a significant question that the post can discuss. If I'm making a large challah, I have in mind to make it into challahs, which I'll then use for the next 3 weeks in the freezer. So there, most folks can say that that's not called lachalka. Right? Again, it's not so clear in the svarim. A lot of different svaras flying around as to why that should not be called lachalka. It happens very often. It happens in preschool. And they make challah with the kids. So they all give the kids little challahs at the end. So that, and they're going to all sorts of different homes all over the place. So it's hard to say that's not nitan lechalka. Why is a baker, professional baker, why is that called nitan lechalka? Right? Why does it say in the matzah box, challah genomen? Why is that nitan lechalka? So after we magdi the din, what's called nitan lechalka?
They're selling it, no? It's different.
Yeah, it could be because that's one of the svaras. And then finally, this Tosfos raises another question. The pligi Rav Yochanan Zogin b'maisa ilfas who pligi b'blilasa iraka tainu tchilasa yisufkinin v'seife isa im nefe b'tanroi b'kiroi b'ilfas b'loi mayim v'shemen te v'shlokish sovrd lehave chayim elokish nefe b'tanroi v'ho koimas nisim tchilasa yisuf v'seife isa te chayim v'chala avu b'ilfas potter Rav Yochanan m'chayim d'maisa ilfas seife isa kerinen bei. Then a separate question about whether a solid dough cooked in the way, baked in the way that you would bake a liquid dough, right? Put into a pot. So is that considered to be a Sof gosufkinin, or is that not sof gosufkinin, the manner in which liquid dough is baked, or that it becomes a liquidy viscous dough, that it looks like a viscous dough? So again, yaitzei mikol zeh. What do we have to figure out in the sugya? What are the open questions we have in the sugya? What's not open? What have we learned that is? Of the what?
The extent of how much the bracha is connected to chiyuv challah.
So that will be an issue that Tosus is going to raise, right? That's an open issue about whether seems clear that Chazal were misaken the bracha of Amotzi Lechem and Oretz based on the mitzvah of a dough which is chayiv b'chala. So then Kenny said, but how far do we take that? Right? If something is chayiv and chala, but then becomes potter later on. If something is chayiv and chala, but it loses its tzuras hapas, so it's chayiv and chala, but it's not lechem b'shas achila. What's the din? All right, matzah happens to be for Sfaradim a big issue, correct?
Okay. Like
sorry?
Correct.
Okay, so again, Hayesim calls that we learned that there is some Hamoitzi Lech and Ars is somewhat Mugder based in the Chiv of Chalab, the Chiv of Chalab is based in the Chiv of Lech. Alright? We learned that the mitzvah of Lechem, the mitzvah of Chalab, is that it must be Lechem. Alright? There is a machlokes as to whether matzah has a broader definition, lechem ayini. Okay, good. Then we learn that the mitzvah of the chiv of challah is dependent on
whether
or not. No. So it's the b'shas the chiv is chal b'shas gilgal. Correct. Good. Next, what else did we learn? That l'chayra, it has to be baked in a, ke'urche. Okay? Then we learn that there are three different categories of ke'urche. Right? Or, I should say, four categories. Mamish urche, baked in oven. Okay? Then there is baked in a pot, which is, looks like, a normal fat, a normal, it has the same tzura as being in a pot, but it's a pot that's attached to the oven. Right, that's a machlokes. Then there's clearly a lav ke'urche, and that is on a spit of rotisserie. And then there is lav ke'urche, which will depend on the kavana b'shas afiyah. All right. Good. So that's what we've learned. What are the sveikas we have to figure out? We have to figure out when does kavana play a role? Why is kavana only going to play a role in a sun baked? It's not going to play a role in another strange form of baking. Next, we have the kashrut inutam. The chiv that when it comes to the din of chala, chalas, chal mishas, gilgol isa. And it doesn't matter what happens later on. And yet we know that when it comes to the bracha of Amoitzi, so when it comes to the bracha of Amoitzi, our Gemara seems to say it depends on the baking process. Even sharper, Binatam is asking a kasha on our Gemara. Our Gemara says it could be Gilgul Isa, but if it's going to be baked in a strange way, why should that matter? Mishnah Hereshas. Tchilos HaYisos is chayv already. So that's a kash in the Yisoid of our sugya. Rabbi Natam says, Astira to Mishnah Perek Aleph. That's probably the strongest kash. No, what else has to be understood? We have to understand, if we want, we can go into the sugya of Oifa Isa Kedei Lachalka. And l'chayram, okay, good. So Rabbeinu Yonah is very, very lengthy over here. It's a lot of work. Who finished Rabbeinu Yonah? Okay, good. So tomorrow we'll work on Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a Tosfos, so you have to evaluate whether it's our Tosfos or not. What else have we here? Okay.